Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week. Another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do, tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for once again allowing us to come before you this evening, this night, bringing to you nothing but the truth. This week, we will be dealing with understanding the heart. Now, and I will put a disclaimer on this particular subject matter. And the disclaimer is, even though I'm going to teach you the understanding of the heart, make no mistake about it, neither I nor any man know the heart. The only one that knows the heart is the Most High. And all I can do is show you, share with you, and give you purpose and meaning behind this thing that we call heart. But this meaning, the understanding, is not from me by no stretch of the imagination. There's too many things about the heart that we will never know. And there's things that the Creator has revealed that He wants us to know. And these things I will share with you. But in the end, you just can't know the heart. But we're going to talk about it. Because there's nothing more important whatsoever than understanding the heart. The first thing I would like to share about the heart, as many of our people know, that I've been teaching our people and letting them know that our people indeed be in the mind that truly we are in the last days. In the mind that we really should be in a state of emergency, which simply means that we should be preparing ourselves for our Maker. There's many things the Creator said He would do, and many of those things He have done. And there are certain things is yet to be done. And one of those things that the Creator said He would do is return. Yes. The Creator will return as He said He would. But before He returned, He told our people, O nation, not desire, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree bring forth. And brothers and sisters, the decree is brought forth. And what is the decree? The decree is the trouble that our people will find themselves in. We already in trouble. And so it's only two ways the trouble we're in today. And we know we're in trouble because our people are totally divided from one end of the spectrum all the way unto the other. Not only we are a divided people, we are a scattered people. We're scattered all over the earth. We're the only people on earth that don't know their ancestry, their language, their own name, their nationality, their land or birth of nativity. We don't know the true Elohim of our people in the world. We don't have a king, a prince, a sacrifice, or anything that would denote us as a people. The only people on the earth that fulfills that state of condition. And as a result of a people not having the knowledge of self, not having a knowledge of the Creator, this have put us in a state of great vulnerability, which means we're in trouble. And it only can go two ways. It either can get better or worse. And the handwriting is on the wall. This thing will get worse way before it get better. We don't see the signs of good things coming. We see the signs of trouble coming. In the trouble that we find ourselves in, and the trouble we will find ourselves in the future, in the nearest future, it is definitely justified. Now, what do all this have to do with the heart? Well, it has everything to do with the heart, because the Creator told our people if they will humble themselves, the very first thing he wanted our people to do. And why? Because all humility comes from the heart. So understanding the heart is essential. And Yahweh is looking for a certain type of heart. And we need to see what Yahweh is looking for if we desire to have that type of heart. And so we're going to talk about the heart. As many other subjects, this is nothing that we can talk about in one day or one night. But we will talk about it and discuss it. Understanding the heart. And then maybe then you will know and you will find type of heart that Yahweh is looking for, and then you can show Yahweh that this is the type of heart you have. Now let's start our discussion in a place where many of our people, they're very familiar with, but they really don't understand it. And let me show you what that is. And you'll find this in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Let us turn there. Again, we're talking about understanding the heart. And this is what it says in Jeremiah 17. And I'm going to read the 9th and the 10th verse. And this is what it says. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why I told you. That's why I put a disclaimer there to let you know who can know the heart. I don't know the heart. I'm not even about to sit here and make you think I do, because I don't. Yahweh know the heart. And because he know the heart, watch what Yahweh say he will do, so that you might know your own heart. Yahweh searched the heart. Now, he's not searching it for him to know it, because Yahweh made the heart. He know the heart. I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins. In other words, the very elements and essence and depth of the heart. Because the hearts have depths. And Yahweh go to the reins of the heart. He try it, which means to test it. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So this is what Yahweh will do in searching the heart. And what Yahweh is doing is showing you your own heart so you can see your own ways. You notice it said to give every man according to his own ways, the fruit of his doings. It's just like when you go to work and you work a good hours of a day, and you get a pay, whether that pay is $9 an hour or $15 an hour or $100 an hour. You're getting paid for that work. Well, every day when you do something, Yahweh is giving you, trying you to give every man according to his ways. A lot of people have a lot of sorrow, and they don't realize why they have that sorrow. A lot of people are suffering, and they don't even realize why they're suffering. A lot of people have a lot of pain, and they don't understand what is the root cause of that pain. But I'm here to tell you, Yahweh has already told you where these things are from. He give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And a lot of times we forget the fruit of our doings, but Yahweh don't forget. We forget how our ways really are, but Yahweh don't, because that's what he give us. And he's searching the heart, and he's trying the ways. And then when you get what you get, we don't know where. Why is this happening? What is going on? And we don't realize our ways and our doings have a lot to do with the fruit that we have to live with. We got to understand the heart. And yes, it is deceitful above all things. In other words, the heart will deceive you. And the heart is not just wicked, but is desperately wicked. So what do that mean? That means that there are things that you will say that you will never do. But in the end, you will do it. Because the heart will entice you to do it. The only thing that has to happen are the right circumstances, the right environment, the right prescription, and you will do the thing that you said you thought you wouldn't do. That's why the scripture said, who can know it? Because you think, now, I would never do this. But then, the circumstances are right for you to do what you thought you wouldn't do. That's why it's important to understand the heart. Because if you understand the heart, you will never, ever underestimate how wicked and how deceitful your heart is. You will underestimate it. And every day, our people are underestimating their own heart. And this is why we find ourselves in a lot of trouble. We'll look out the window and say, man, I can't believe they're doing this thing. Look at our people. But you're not looking in the mirror thinking, man, I can't believe what I just did. I can't believe what I just said. I can't believe what I allow myself to do. That's what we should be saying. Looking in the mirror. We too worried about other people's heart rather than our own heart. But we're going to talk about first what Yahweh is looking for, what Yahweh see. And Yahweh gave us that's why I love the scriptures. The Almighty said, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And so we always search to create his word through his laws and through his testimony, because there's various laws that if you just read it on surface, you think you understand it. But Yahweh will give you testimonies to dive deep into his very law. And yes, our heart has laws. Yahweh told us according to his law. This is a law that we're to serve Yahweh with all our heart and with all our soul. That's a law. Yahweh said according to his law, we're not to hate our brother in our heart. That's a law. According to the law, Yahweh told us, which we about to go over right now. And let me show you this before I really get into all the laws of the heart. Because even our heart have laws. They have laws. And who keeping the laws of the heart? And the only way you know to keep these laws of the heart, you're going to have to know Yahweh's testimonies so you can be able to learn how to execute these things. All over the scriptures, the greatest thing that you can put in your heart is wisdom. Wisdom is so great. Yahweh said, wisdom, nothing is to be compared to it. Nothing is to be valued with it. That's how great wisdom is. And Yahweh is always looking for the wisdom of the heart. And the scriptures say the ending is better than the beginning. You read that in the book of Ecclesiastes, 7th chapter. It says better is the end of a matter. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And if you didn't know what that meant, the scriptures say it is better to go to the house of mourning than the house of mirth. The scripture said the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of a fool is in the house of mirth. So understand this. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And we have been taught backwards. We have been learning things backwards. Everything about us has been backwards. Whereas Yahweh tells you not to follow your heart. Here in society today, they tell you to follow your heart. And of course, what do you think we follow? What society has told us, what the heathens have told us, and what we see all the time. Now, I want you to see this, so you see if you understand this thing right here. And you'll find this, as I stated before, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And watch this in the book of Proverbs 31. I want you to see this. And you'll see and understand why I start here when it comes to the heart. Well, I started to let you know that the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. And why? Because I want you to see what really the heart is. The very first time the scriptures talk about the heart is in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, and we'll go there. But that's the very first time it even mentioned the word heart. And when it start talking about the heart, it start talking about how wicked and evil the imaginations of the heart is, to the extent that Yahweh destroyed the earth by flood. All because of the imagination of man's heart was only evil. That's how it started talking about the heart. And you will very seldom see something good about the heart in the book of Genesis. Then you get all the way to Exodus. And then Exodus talking about how he hardened Pharaoh's heart all through the book. But here, the book of wisdom, and that's what Proverbs is, because Yahweh is looking for wisdom in the heart. And the last chapter of the book of wisdom, which is Proverbs 31, I just want you to see something so you can understand how the ending is better than the beginning and why this is so essential for us to understand. Watch what this says. Proverbs 31:1. It says the words of King Lemuel. Now, if I don't know if Lemuel is a real individual, a real king of Israel, a real person at all. I don't know. It looked like he might. But the word Lemuel or Lemuel actually means belonging to Elohim. Because little do people know, Yahweh is the one that put us up and set us down. Promotion neither come from the east or the west. When kings are set up, whether it's King David or King Donald Trump, they all are set up by the Most High, whether they good or whether they evil. This is what many of our people don't know. They don't understand this. The rulers are set up by Yahweh. So when it says the words of King Lemuel or King Lemuel, it's saying the king that belongs to the Most High. Because that's what Lemuel, belonging to Elohim. And if you belong to Elohim, as a king do, watch what it's telling the king to do. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother told him, what, my son? And what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. Give not thy strength, or give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. And what is a king? A king is a messenger of Yahweh. The word king comes from the Hebrew word malak, melek, which means messenger. Almost the same word as angel, which is just means messenger. There is no greater position that one can have in the earth greater than a king. It is the highest position on earth. This is why Yahweh is the one that set up the kings, whether they be good or whether they be evil. But Yahweh set them up. And what this prophecy is saying, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways. Talking about a king. Because this is the top. Nor thy ways that destroyeth kings. And then it starts talking about some of these ways. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Even though most men, that's all they want to do is drink wine. And will justify drinking wine. And will show you scriptures on drinking wine. But like I told you before, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. And when you mourning, you don't want to drink. And I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you who you get drink to when you're mourning. But the heart of a fool is in the house of mirth. Watch what it says. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. And I can assure you, if you drink, you're going to forget the law. Drinkers forget the law. And pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine to those that are of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. But this is not for you, O king, because, O king, you can never forget the law. Not for you, O king. This is not talking about a priest. This is not talking about just any old man. This is talking about the king. This is talking about the heart of someone that is thinking about more than just himself. And most men is just thinking about themselves, their own misery. Watch what it says. And I'm going to show you when it says, give not thy strength unto women. It's talking about your heart. That's what it's talking about, your heart. That's the reason why we went to the scripture. And watch what it says. Open your mouth for the dumb, speak of the king, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. In other words, people that nobody else care about. That's who you open up your mouth for. People, the people that nobody else is thinking about. Open your mouth. Judge righteously, because there's no greater judge on earth than a king. And plead the cause of the poor and the needy. What programs do you have for the poor and the needy? What are you doing for the poor and needy? What is your ministry doing for the poor and needy? Are you pleading there? This is what a king is supposed to do. This is the type of strength that he's supposed to exert. And these are the ways that he don't give himself unto. So if a man really wants to understand the heart, you got to understand a king, because a king is the highest position that one can have. And it is the one position, because Yahweh see a king as a judge. That's the one position that Yahweh don't play with. That Yahweh, he has very low tolerance with. Yahweh is great of mercy, but when it comes to a king, Yahweh deals different. And I want you to see this. And right before I show you the very next thing, is watch this. We're still in Proverbs 31. It starts off talking about a king. And why 31? People have been listening to me. They will know this is the order of three. And 31 is a messenger of Yahweh. And we're talking about a messenger of Yahweh. We're talking about a messenger that belongs unto Elohim, Lemuel. And then he'd start right going in talking about another one of his messengers, a messenger that everybody, they don't even see this as a messenger, don't even consider that this is a messenger, and never even consider being this type of messenger. And watch what it says in the 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? And why would this be in the same chapter as Proverbs 31 talking about a messenger? Because she is a messenger of Yahweh. Why you think she starts off in the 10th verse? Because she's already set apart from all the other women on earth. Just like a king is set apart, this woman is set apart. So set apart, watch what it says. For her price is far above rubies. The only thing I read that's far above ruby is wisdom. Well, so is a virtuous woman. And watch the 11th verse. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Now, why is it talking about the heart of her husband in speaking about a virtuous woman? Because little do people know that even though the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? The strongest thing that one can have, the strongest thing that one should have, and the strongest thing that one need to have is the heart. That's where your strength and your weaknesses lie. See, Jeremiah 17 is talking about the death of the weakness of the heart. But Proverbs 31 is talking about your strength. How strong you can be. And that's why I tell the sister, study Proverbs 31, 10, and all the way to the end, to verse 31. Know it by heart and cross off each verse that you began to fulfill. You take hold of, and it becomes you. Because this is your strength of heart. Just like a king, a virtuous woman is like a king. She's the highest woman that you can become on earth. Just like the king is the highest position that you can have on earth. And the king and a virtuous woman both represents the same thing. They both represents Yahweh's glory and Yahweh's praise. And that's exactly where Yahweh's praise and glory are going to come from. It's going to come from your heart. But make no mistake about it. If that does not come from your heart, what will come from your heart is wickedness and foolishness. It's either one or the other. So this is what you have to study if you want to understand the heart. And I'm going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what I'm telling you is the truth. For example, go to the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. We talked about King Lemuel in Hebrew. Simply means Elohim or belonging to Elohim. And if you belong to Elohim, then this is what you got to know. This is what you need to know. This is your strength. Here we're talking about fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Why? To become strong. But to become strong in what? To become strong in Yah. Watch what it says. 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. And we're going to start reading the 13th verse. It says, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, which he commanded you. For now would Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever.'" That was the possibility, because there's no one like the king. "But now your kingdom shall not continue." And watch what the Creator says. "Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, and Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people, because you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded you." And here it is. Because this King Saul, who was our first king, sinned against the Most High, Yahweh took the kingdom from him. And this was not a man after Yahweh's heart. Because Yahweh said Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart. Now, if you want to understand the heart, what better understanding can you receive and get than after Yahweh's own heart? And Yahweh will give us a man after his own heart, so that we can see exactly the type of heart Yahweh is looking for. See, Yahweh don't forsake the righteous. He wants you to see what he wants, because he wants you to do what he wants. And Yahweh, the instrument that Yahweh would use so that we can see the type of heart he's looking for, he desire, is through a king. Why do you think the scriptures say, "What, my son, and what the son of my vows?" It is not for kings. O King Lemuel. In other words, it's not for messengers. It's not for those who want and desire to be a servant of Elohim, to give their strength unto women and their ways in which destroy kings. You got to see this. If you want to understand the heart, and let me show you what the mass majority of the people do. The very thing Yahweh don't do. And if you learn to do the things that Yahweh don't do, then you will begin to learn to have the type of heart that Yahweh is looking for. So, for example, 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Yahweh saw a man after his own heart. And watch what it says. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the heart. Understanding the heart. We know how wicked it is. We know how deceitful it is. But that's his weakness. But we start now talking about the strength. Because if you know how strong you can be, then maybe then you will begin to have the heart that Yahweh is looking for. Watch what it says. And Yahweh said to Samuel, first verse, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I rejected him from reigning over Israel? In other words, he's rejected. Get over it. Fill your horn with oil. Because in truth, he didn't reject you, Samuel. He rejected me. And go. And I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Because Yahweh has sought a man after his own heart. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take a heifer with you and say, I've come to sacrifice to Yahweh. And call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show you what you shall do. And what you shall anoint to me, him whom I name to you. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spoke. And came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming. And said, come you peaceably. And he said, peaceably, I've come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And sanctify Jesse and his sons and call them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they had come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. And why Eliab? Eliab was Jesse's oldest son. So quite naturally, they started with the oldest. But Yahweh said to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I've refused him. He's not going to look like you think. Just like today, many of our people who know the truth, everybody don't know the truth. We got people out here, even though Yahweh said he was going to return his anointed, he was going to return King David, you still got people talking about, no, it's not King David, it's Prince Michael. Or they might be talking about it's J.C., or they talking about it's just a seed of David with no name. And in truth, what they're telling you is they don't know. And more, what they're telling you is they don't believe the word of Yahweh. And the scriptures say every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And I'm here to tell you that if you're not teaching what we're teaching, that's exactly what you're going to be found. Because the things that we're teaching, we can prove right out of the word of Yahweh. Watch what it says. But the point is, even though our people know, some people know it's King David who's returning back, they wouldn't know who he is. They couldn't tell King David if King David said, "I'm King David." You are? And why wouldn't they know? For Yahweh has refused him. And what do that mean? He's not going to sound like the way you think a king should sound. He's not going to look like what you think a king should look like. In your mind, a king should be such and such and such. So Yahweh refused him. And watch what it says. But Yahweh said to Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh sees not as a man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart." That's why we're trying to understand the heart. Because that's what Yahweh look at. Who cares what a man look at? Here it is. I get calls all the time about man. This man this and this man that and this man this. But little do they know, Yahweh look on the heart. That's what Yahweh look at. And you have to look on the heart. I know it seemed like I can't look on a man's heart. I don't even know the heart. Well, there's only one way a man can tell another man's heart, and that is following the word of Yahweh. See, if you follow Yahweh's words, then you can see everything. Why do you think the scripture says, "He that seeks Yahweh, or they that seeks Yahweh, shall understand all things"? You read that in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. They that seek Yahweh shall understand all things. And you will understand the heart if you learn how to seek Yahweh. Yahweh sees not as a man sees. For a man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has Yahweh chosen this." Then Jesse made Shema to pass by. And he said, "Neither has Yahweh chosen this." And again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Yahweh has not chosen these." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are here all your children?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent and brought him in. And now he was ruddy and with a beautiful countenance, pleasant to look to. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil, anointing him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. So here, as we were stating, as the scripture is teaching us, what Yahweh will use, what Yahweh did use as an instrument to show you the type of heart that he was looking for, the strength of heart, because that's what a man's strength is. That's what a woman's strength is your heart. Also can be your weakness. And we're talking about how to be strong. How to protect your strength. And there's certain things that you want to know so that you can be strong. That's why the scripture says this. Watch this. In the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Watch what it says. In the 23rd verse. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. How can you judge anything and then you allow your heart to be taken away by things that's going to affect the decisions that you will make in life, the decisions that you will make in other people's lives, all because you didn't keep your heart with all diligence? And that is the place where all the issues of life come forth from. That's why I said, don't give your strength unto woman. In other words, don't give your heart to her. And I'm going to show you why. Don't give your ways to which destroy kings. Like alcohol, like weed, and like a host of things that will take your heart away from doing the right thing. Take your heart away. People don't even know why they're angry all the time. People don't know why they're emotional all the time. People don't know why they don't make good decisions. They don't know why they're alone. Did not we read that the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked? Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins of the heart to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You're not just alone because Yahweh wants you alone. You have a major part in being alone. And what is that? Your heart. Your ways. Your doings. You have a part in being so emotional. Where do you get angry all the time? Where do you get vexed all the time? Where do you get mad all the time? Where do you cry all the time? For the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. Why aren't our people happy? Because they're not keeping the law. And the law is the thing that enables you to be able to see. And the things that our people cannot see is the understanding of the heart. And you must learn to keep your heart with all diligence. You deceive too much, and your heart is desperate. Desperately wicked. So it will have you fall. So if you want to know, if you want to learn how to keep your heart with all diligence, you got to study Yahweh's top messengers. And right now we're reading about a king. And what do it say about this king? Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. Because I told you, even the heart have laws. There's laws about the heart. And watch what it says. Deuteronomy 17. In the book of Deuteronomy 17, this is what it says, and we're going to start reading in the 14th verse. And watch what it says. When you have come into the land which Yah your Elohim giveth you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. If that's what's you want to say, then these are the instructions that you must follow. You shall anywise set him king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. In other words, Yahweh never gave a man, no man, a choice to set a king over him. You don't have that choice. You have a choice to do good, and you have a choice to do evil. But you don't have a choice to set a king over you. The only choice that you have is the desire to have a king over you. But you don't have a choice of choosing who it's going to be. And watch what it says. One from among your brethren you shall set over you. In other words, once you do have a desire, the only one that you can desire to be over you is one of your own brethren. But you still can't choose who that is. And watch what it says. You may not set a king, a stranger over you, which is not your brother. And watch the instructions. It says in the 16th verse, but he, talking about this king, shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, and that he shall multiply horses for as much as Yahweh has said to you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. In other words, Yahweh don't want our people, our kings, to ever put our people in bondage. That's what Egypt means. He don't want you to go that way no more. So he said, don't multiply horses to yourself. And why horses? Why would that be the very first thing Yahweh said? Don't multiply horses. Because the more you multiply horses, the more or the least you're going to trust in Yahweh. That's just like a man just getting a bunch of warfare. Why are you getting all this warfare? All these atomic bombs, all these cannons, all these tanks, all these missiles, all this just weapons of war. Why? Well, there's only one reason why a man need all these weapons of war. Why you think the skinheads and all them getting all these weapons of war? The racists, because they don't trust in Yahweh. What do you need all this for? Because they don't trust in Yahweh. And when a king start multiplying horses unto himself, Yahweh know what that's about. Because Yahweh don't look as a man look. Yahweh don't look on an outer appearance. Yahweh look it on the heart. Because somebody got to ride them horses. And who you think ride the horses of a king? Soldiers. People ready to fight. So Yahweh said, don't multiply horses to yourself. What else did Yahweh say? Neither shall he multiply wives to himself. And why? Why not? He already told you, O King Lemuel, O King Lemuel. Didn't you not hear the prophecy? Don't give your strength unto women. Watch what it says. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. That's why you know that strength is your heart. Because soon as you give your strength away, there go your heart. And the scriptures say, keep the heart with all diligence. All diligence comes the issues of life. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. Why are you setting your heart on a bunch of money? And this is one of the downfalls of men. They always trying to get money. Everything is about money. But not so with a true messenger of Yahweh. He's not going to set his heart on those things. He know what silver and gold will do. Soon as that is taken away, your heart is also taken away. And soon as you start multiplying it, your heart is going to be set on it. Some people will forever be broke. Because Yahweh don't want their heart with that thing. They don't even know why they broke. They think Yahweh is just punishing them. No, Yahweh is protecting them from the foolishness and the folly that they know it will bring to them. Watch what it says.
Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. Shall be when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priest the Levites. In other words, a copy of the law. Why? Because he's the king. Why? Because he has the judge. And so Yahweh, when he saw the man after his own heart, he was looking for a man that was about the law, a man that kept his heart on the law, and he didn't allow other things to take his heart away from that law. And don't get me wrong, because we all have been taken away from the law. That's why we're in a pitiful condition that we're in today. But it's not too late. Why? Because better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Your relationship might have started off bad, but you want it to end good. Your relationship, your marriage might be bad now, but you can turn it around and make it good. Life might be bad now, but if turn your heart, it can be good. Watch what it says. And it shall be, this after you write a copy of the law, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh, his Elohim, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. Can you fear Yahweh to the extent that Yahweh must be feared? And you don't even know the law, and you ain't even wrote a copy of the law. I talk to brothers and elders all the time, and they would debate me on the law, and here it is. I'm reading and studying and meditating in the law day and night, and I know they're not. And all I can do is scratch my head, because I know what it takes to fear Yahweh. And it takes a daily regimen of the law. Watch what it says. 20th verse. Now, what do all this have to do with the heart? And now you're about to see. Now you're about to see why we studying the king, why we studying the highest position that Yahweh gave a man on earth. There is no one higher than the king. And watch what it says. 20th verse. That his heart is not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turned not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days and his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Yahweh wants you to have a certain type of heart. He's looking for a certain type of heart. If you're not fasting for this type of heart, then you're fasting for all the wrong reasons. There's nothing greater that you can have then a strength of heart. And the only strength of heart that you can have is Yahweh's word. That is the thing that you have to diligently take hold of. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Starting at the very first verse, watch what it says. We see the king. We see what he have to do to his heart, the things he must commit himself to have the type of heart that Yahweh is looking for. Deuteronomy 8 and 1. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live, multiply, go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers, and you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness. And what way was that? To humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart. That's what this thing is all about, brothers and sisters. Yahweh wanted you to see what was in your heart because he know what's there. But he has to show you. He has to bring it out. Whether you will keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. So whether you living out on the streets, a lot of people live on the streets. They're poor. They're needy. But in the end, Yahweh wants the people that's living out on the streets, living up under bridges. Look here, brother. Look here, sister. Man don't live by bread only. He wants them to understand that. No matter what state of condition you find yourself in, that's not the essence of life. Here it is today. Some people think they can't live without water. They think they can't live without with their shots and their medicine and their cane and all the other thing crutches they have in life. They can't live without a drink. They can't live without a snack. They can't live without this. They can't live without that. The one thing that you need to concern yourself with is the very thing that man lives by and lives for. And that is every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. And we have allowed our heart to be deceived by things that we only believe we're living by. Whatever you come up with and you say you're living by that thing, it's a deception other than the word of Yah. Watch what it says. Your clothing became not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years.
you shall also consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so Yahweh, your Elohim, chastens you. So why are you constantly worried and concerning yourself about why you're being troubled? Every time troubles you, you down in the dumps, you mad, you angry. Well, Yahweh chasten you just like you will chasten your children. And when your children is misbehaving, you chasten them. You correct them. Well, Yahweh do the same thing to you. But you don't look at it as chastening. You don't look at it as correction. But that's exactly what it is. But because you don't understand the heart, you don't consider it. You don't think about it. And Yahweh wants you to consider that thing. This is how we live, brothers and sisters. We must understand the heart. It's essential in these last days. As I told you before, talking about the heart is not one-day event, not a two-day event. There's a lot of things that we got to talk about when it comes to the heart. And then you're still not going to know it. But you at least will know enough that you will be able to change it, to turn it, and to have the type of heart that Yahweh is looking for. And it's up to you. It's your choice. And we're going to continue our study of the king, our study of the virgin woman, our study of Yahweh's great high messengers, so that you can see the type of man that's after Yahweh's own heart. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Cross.
the seven seas. Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee from falling leaves. The grind and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that He is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we